This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You and I together from the Salt Shack.
Yeah, out there, Long Island.
It's not a public event, a private thing, but either way, we're going to be doing the show out there. I was thinking that because I'm going to be off next week. Mm-hmm. I know you'll probably take a couple of days as well, and that's like the last week that everybody enjoys off before, hey, that's it, man, ready to go. After Labor Day, here every single day, excited about the baseball and the push for the postseason for both Mets and Yankees, and obviously the start of the football season. Hard to believe that the football season about to start. It is so early, right? It's that September 4th, that Thursday night.
It's early. I mean, think about this. It's what, September 1 or September 2 is Labor Day, so kids back to school early, football starts early, everything early.
All right, so basically less than 2 weeks away, right?
Oh, yeah. This is the last Friday where you and I will be together before it counts.
And then the football Friday is
that's
the
perfect what I'm saying.
Parlay and all
we got to get
yeah.
picks going here yep. and get Hoff involved in that mm-hmm. and try to win some scratch and get on a heater out of the chute fast, and football season's here.
Yeah, I only got this week on vacation. I got to do all my football prep. I got to read those magazines that I bought. Don't want those to go to waste.
Yeah.
The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Speaking of the Mets, Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing today?
All right,
how
Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
You know, I've called you guys before, big Mets fan. I think they're done, and I think Mendy's done an awful job. You mentioned a little bit before, Sal, about Torrence hitting the other night. He can't hit, and if he does hit, when he's up 2-0 on the count, he needs a take sign. You can't swing when you have two balls. That was ridiculous.
Look, here's the thing, Jeff. He's the backup catcher. I like Torrence.
I
like him
that.
As a backup catcher. No, I'm with you. He should not be hitting in that spot. I have not picked
right,
on
but once.
You go ahead.
I'm saying, but once he is hitting, you need to train him or coach him. He has two balls. Why is he swinging? He should take two strikes at that point. Once he's up and he's up 2-0 in the count, he can't swing. And then yesterday, why is Stanek in that game? That's still a game. They're only down two runs.
Because
Stanek's been awful all year.
Because you're down, and thank you for the call, Jeff. Good stuff with the Mets. Look, I understand it. You never want to see Stanek in the game. Neither do I. But in a game where you're down, you can't use your highest leverage guys. You just can't do it. You can't burn them in a game where you're down, hoping that they come through when you know you're going to need them, and hope to use them in a game where you actually have a freaking lead. So Stanek shouldn't be on the roster. I told you what I would do weeks ago. I would have moved Clay Holmes to the bullpen, called up Sproat and McClain. This is before they called up McClain and Tong, and put Tong in the bullpen as well. Oh, what are you going to do with the roster spots? You think I worry about Frankie Montas or Ryan Stanek or Reed Garrett? See you later. Get him out of here. The Mets have not prioritized winning enough. At the deadline, they were worried about Well, they wanted the fine line like everybody else. The Yankees did the same thing, but we're talking about the Mets here. Oh, well, we don't want to give up too much to get the better player, so we'll give up less and not give up anything. Like, that's the number one thing. Oh, the Mets got the most return without giving up anything. What do I care what I'm giving up? I care about what I'm getting back. Did you see the Phillies worry about what they gave up? Number three prospect in baseball, their system, whatever it was.
Yep.
And they got a lights out best closer in the game. How would that guy, Duran, have looked in a Mets uniform paired with Edwin Diaz? You wouldn't be talking about Helsley. Maybe the Mets have a couple more wins here. Maybe the division would be more realistic. So they've tried to do that. And then, on top of that, that they didn't go on the deadline, then they wait to call these guys up, if ever. We don't know if Sproat's coming up. McClain was called up, but maybe too little too late. Tong's not probably coming up. So then you got to live with guys like Ryan Stanek and Reed Garrett getting these innings. I wouldn't do it, but that's what they're doing.
All right. Let's focus on the next three here, because in large part, this is going to determine everything. What's happening with the Braves here? What are you guys going to do?
I mean, it's impossible for me to say they're going to sweep the Braves, but I thought they were going to win six in a row. They lost two out of these three to the Nationals. So at the they're better than the Braves. I know the Braves have been playing better.
I think they won 15 of 18.
Is that right?
Yes, they are. They've been red hot. Atlanta has played great.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you
want me to be realistic or pessimistic?
I want you to tell me what you feel. Like, to me, in my I think the Yankees will split with the Red Sox
win the next two out of three.
And I think the Mets will lose two out of three. And by the way, I'm not even convinced the Yankees get two. But I think both teams are still going to stumble a little bit.
The Mets can't lose two out of three. If they lose two out of three to the Braves, they're not making the playoffs. That's what I would say.
I see the pitching matchups here for all of them.
The Mets, to me, if they don't sweep, it's not good enough. They need to sweep Atlanta.
You got favorable matchups. I mean, you're going to see Elder again.
Yeah.
Can you hit Elder? He is
awful. But that's not the problem. They could get out to a 3-4 nothing lead. The starter's going to blow it.
But Peterson starting that game. That's a distinct advantage. Peterson versus Elder. I mean, I'll take that all day.
And then the other thing with the Mets that drives me nuts, and maybe this is the biggest issue, they get down in the game like they had the other night. They came back, get it to within 6-5 or whatever it was, 5-4, so they're within a run. Bases loaded. Mullins can't get the job done. Shocker, Cedric Mullins. Like, we shocked that Cedric Mullins can't get the job done? Because you didn't want to give up Vientos or Beatty for Luis Robert? So you settled for Cedric Mullins, who's been a zero here? Like, I like him. Seems like a nice player. He was not a needle mover. They needed somebody who could give you some kind of impact. Anyway, Mullins can't get the job done. And then the rest of the game, they go down feebly. They did the same thing yesterday.
Yep.
Against the Nats bullpen, which is the worst in the game. I don't want to hear it. Lefty.
It is the worst. You got to that's important. It's the worst. They score no runs off.
The worst in the game. Oh, lefties. The Mets can't. Hey, are you a good team or not?
Yeah.
Look at how much money you spend. You can't hit lefties. Like, you can't score a run against a crappy team. So, to me, that shows a lack of fight within each individual with the Mets. And they're playing like individuals, not like a team. And that is just, there are many issues here. But if you're going to still believe in the talent, I think they're better than the Braves. But the Braves have owned them. I don't know what to think anymore.
I get it. I can see why you're going in circles a little bit here. I feel like, you know, I am basing my opinion that the Mets will lose two out of three and hope they don't. But the Braves are playing really well. The Mets are not. I start with that. You know, if it was kind of flipped and the Braves were still floundering and the Mets were red hot, I do like the Peterson-Elder matchup. I want to see McClain. Mets have been rough on McClain.
Right.
You know, if you get that first one, then I think you really. If you guys win tonight, then I think you win two out of three.
Dude, they got to win two out of three here. I mean, come on.
But you didn't win two out of three against the Nationals.
I'm telling you this now. If they lose two out of three to the Braves,
they might.
I know it's Atlanta. I know the Braves are hot. This is, to me, I've pushed this patience stuff as long as I've could here. This is the end of the road. Philly is up Monday.
Yeah.
If the Mets minimum, I'm telling you now, take your two out of three and shove it. I want to sweep. If they minimum don't take two out of three, I think they're done. And I mean, forget division. I'm talking about
playoffs.
Postseason done.
I mean, I appreciate that, and I know why you'd feel that. But then, not that Miami was easy against the Yankees, but then after the three in Atlanta, three with Philly, got four against Miami. So let's say the Mets go 2-4 in the next six, or even 1-5, which would be unfathomable. That's unacceptable. I mean, 2-4 is unacceptable where you are. But let's say you go 2-4, and everybody's up in arms, and you lose ground to the Phillies, and Atlanta smacks you around, and that bothers you. I mean, if you sweep four against Miami, or even if you win three or four, the juice is back a little. I'm not even saying that it should be, but that's the reality of what remains for both of these teams. There's going to be a lot of different days where we feel very different about these baseball teams.
Understood. They won seven in a row not too long ago. But when I was saying that, when everybody was starting to panic about the Mets, and I'm like, calm down. They just won seven in a row a couple weeks ago. It's a little bad patch right now. It'll get better. It has not gotten better. As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse in a lot of ways. And I just don't understand it because it doesn't add up. Getting swept by the Padres, okay, one thing. Losing two out of three to the Giants, not good. Swept by the Guardians, awful. Getting swept by the Brewers, not good. That's, to me, now where we get to, okay, I'm putting all that behind us. You can excuse a bad stretch. Some good teams, bad teams, whatever. You cannot excuse what has happened since that sweep with the Brewers where they lost two out of three to the crappy Braves. They beat the Mariners two out of three, but then again lost two out of three to the Nationals. These 12, those are the games I was talking about. I circled that with you. It was 12 games, right? I was talking about 9-3.
I remember.
You know, 8-4 at worst. Dude, so far they are 4-5 right now.
Yeah.
With three against the Braves. 4-5 in that. That means at best they could go 8-5.
Seven wins.
At best they could go 7-5.
At best.
So it's already, I wanted 9-3, I take 8-4. It's already, if they sweep, worse than what it needed to be.
And not worse by one game, worse by two. And that's if they sweep Atlanta, which I don't think anybody thinks that they're going to. All right. So you just said before that you said you don't understand. But you do. You actually do. And I think you have to really, all of us, just boil it down and dumb it down to one of the most basic concepts in baseball. If your starting pitching doesn't give you a chance to win, you ain't going to win. Yeah. So you really do understand. It's not like it's, my God, I mean, what's happening? It's very easy to identify. It's 3 1/3 here. It's 3 2/3 there. It's 4 clean. And then Manaea implodes. Yeah. Same with Senga. It's simple to process what's going on.
It's the starting pitching. You're right. I mean, that's got to be it. We could talk about the offense and the inconsistencies. Now, you could lose games. Like, to me, Senga, the night that they came back and almost won that game, it's easy to say, how can you not pinch hit for Torrens? How can you not tack on him? But ultimately, Senga was the problem. You can't give up 5 runs to the Nationals out of the gate. You just can't do that. So, you're right. Even last night, same thing. They gave Manaea a lead. You got to be able to get, at the very least, the formula should be leave the 5th or 6th inning with the game within a run either way. Either up, tied, or down a run. Like, you take that. And the Mets just can't do that with these guys.
They're not doing it.
If it is close, it's because they're leaving in the 3rd or 4th inning, which is just not good enough. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Rocco's in Connecticut. What's up, Rocco?
Hey. Well, nice to hear from you. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I think BT needs a golf etiquette book.
Okay.
He shouldn't be walking ahead of the group he's playing with. Shouldn't be walking ahead of him.
Right, so,
for that reason.
Well, so Rocco, let me ask a question. Do you play golf? Sure.
I play golf.
Okay. It doesn't matter if you shoot 100 or 70, but you understand the etiquette. Okay. So, but I just want to provide I want to provide a little clarity, a little visualization as to where everybody was. Now, I hit my approach shot on the green, okay? I was, my drive, whatever, was on the right side. So I was kind of playing down the right side. Mike was playing down the left side. Mike's approach shot went in this deep bunker. Very tough shot, as we said. So Mike's on the left side. I'm on the right side. Once, and I didn't chip on the green. My approach shot was on the green. So am I supposed to go behind and basically be up Mike's ass as he's in a bunker? Or am I okay to, you know, go and mark my ball, which is also a part of golf etiquette, which I did do because I didn't want to get, I didn't want it to be marked in Mike's way. So I was actually marking the ball, putting it in my pocket, taking off my glove, getting my putter from the caddy, and getting way out of the target line of Mike's shot. Again, it was a very tough lie. It was wet. I know it was a deep bunker. Tough shot for Mike. Tough shot for a good golfer. I didn't do anything wrong. Now, I was unlucky.
Well, you were talking with JJ, and thank you for the call, Rocco. You were talking with JJ, and you were standing on the green.
But way to the right.
In a blind spot situation.
Yes, but again, how did I describe it to start the show? So, if guys, just look at a clock from 1940. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Sal is literally at 9 o'clock because he ran to get his errand shot.
Correct, yes.
Because he does play with great pace. So, forget about Sal for a second. He's 9, he's gone. Mike is at about...
It's a good way to put it, because
Right. This is the best visual.
Yeah.
Mike is about 5:40, not quite 6.
Right.
He's about 5:40, so he's a little closer. He's moving in the direction of 9, but obviously right near 6. I'm at 3. the pin.
I think you were more,
stop. You didn't
were
even
more
see
like
where I
one
was.
Or two.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
The pin was not really at noon. The pin was more 10:30. So if it was 12 and I was at 3, that's ample room.
No, but you heard when what Mike was saying. He was trying to go to the right side of the
how
game.
How the hell do I know what he's trying to do?
No, well,
he should have said, hey, guys, I'm going to go.
Is she gonna get
just
out
give
of
me
way?
A little space, guys. I'm coming up to the right. Heads up.
He was trying to lay it up
again,
on the right.
Again, you defend him blindly. I'll tell you. Man, oh, man. This guy. I mean, you, dude. I mean, we got to get you some chapstick kissing that ass.
Joe is in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
God.
Hey, PK, Sal.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks for taking a call.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was at the Yankee game last night, and between all the walks, between the errors and the overall slow pace of the game, the only good thing was the freaking
bobblehead. That game was a brutal baseball game. Hey, you're not kidding. Now, did you get the bobblehead? You throw it up on eBay yet? How much is it worth?
I did. I got it, and my wife got one, too. Our friends got them. They're all like between $150 and $200.
That's it. Joe, can I ask you a question?
Insane,
can I ask you? Hold on, Joe. Yeah. I want to ask you a question, Joe.
It's crazy.
So, you know, I've got a lot of sports memorabilia, whatever. I myself don't understand the fascination with the bobbleheads at all. I know Beningo loves the gnomes, and I know Sal, you're into the bobbleheads, and I think you've got
used to be more, but
more. Okay. But what is so appealing about a bobblehead versus another article from a sports whatever? I don't get it.
Honestly, I think a lot of people nowadays are just going to get them to sell them, to resell them.
Dude, they're $150 bucks. And thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate you checking in. Twofold. Number one, the biggest deal was made. Like, it was just such
true. That's a good point, though. I'm sorry. He just said, yeah, but there's people who are buying them, so they want them. Either way, people who want. Well, money.
In this particular case, it's because of the Seinfeld thing. So obviously, there were a ton of Seinfeld fans. It was a cool Seinfeld.
A very cool
bobblehead
connection.
Yeah, so it's unique. Like, if you're just saying, take, I don't know, a Derek Jeter bobblehead versus a Derek Jeter something else.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. There was a point where I liked collecting the stadium giveaway bobbleheads. I don't care about it anymore. Although I will say that they gave away a Juan Soto one that I love.
Did it say 247 inscribed at the base?
No, he's doing the shuffle. So I may have to go.
No, he's doing the shuffle.
I may have to go buy that one on eBay.
That's cool.
But dude, it's not worth the lines at the ballpark.
No way.
If I do want one, I'll go buy it on eBay. The lines were out of control last night. People are insane to get these damn bobbleheads. But back to the
Loogie was saying at around when we were coming back from playing golf with Mike. Loogie was saying that like at what time was this? So we teed off at 8, 9, 10, or 12. We ate until about 2:33. So this is probably around 3:15. Loogie was saying there was already a couple thousand people outside of Yankee Stadium at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's insane.
You couldn't pay me.
Yeah.
I don't care if there was gold inside of the bobblehead. I'm just not interested.
I used to do it. I know the feeling. It's a thing that I had to get over. And because the mind of a collector. And like,
really?
Oh, dude.
How many did you? I've seen the back on TV. You used to have a bunch.
Yeah, I still have a lot. Try to like either get rid of some of them or whatever.
Yep.
So I still have some, but used to be just like, oh, I need this, and would go to the ballpark early and whatever.
Oh,
I can't. Yeah, I can't do that anymore. I'd rather just go buy it, even with the Soto thing. But as for the actual game last night, it had to me. I was excited. We talked about this with Mike. I was like, this is a huge game tonight. It was a big game. We were excited to watch the Yankees Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did get the postseason feel. Not only with the weather yesterday, it was on Fox. Whether you like it or not,
I didn't like it.
Okay, playoffs. Fair enough. Playoffs. Smoltz. You think it's a big game, these guys. Even even Joe Davis, like, I mean, dude.
Wake up, guys.
Where's
some
the
coffee.
Energy? I mean, Jesus. It broadcasters here. It's like your librarians.
I know.
And they met their level of energy matched the quality of play on the field, because that's what I was going to get to. The play sucked. I'm into it. By the sixth inning, I'm like, Jesus, this game is god-awful. Nobody could catch the ball. Nobody could throw a strike. Good God, it was brutal baseball. I mean, these are two of the best that the American League has to offer, but that's the way the sport is right now. I can't. The pace of that game, the quality of play was just awful last night.
I mean, listen, a couple of home runs. I get you. Ben Rice juice and 20 home runs for Ben Rice. That is amazing, although he airmailed one from behind the plate on a throw at second. I did. The best part of me, for me, was when Jazz stole second, popped right up, Aaron throw, got to third base. I'm like, okay, this is going to play in October. He's been running a lot more. But no, you're not wrong. The game was a slop fest. The one other thing on bobbleheads. And the Yankees, as we complain about a lot of the things they do from a baseball perspective, anybody with any business acumen or sensibility knows the Yankees crush it in terms of business. They're amazing. But to me, it's bad business to have that kind of cool Costanza Seinfeld
against
the Red Sox. Do that against the Twins.
Yeah.
Where you incentivize 10, 15,000 more people to come.
It was a Thursday night, anyway. Though, in defense. That
sold out anyway. It's the Red Sox.
I get it, but it was a Thursday night. Are they going to sell out a Thursday?
And yes, just so, they would. They average 41,000 people a night.
It just so happened, I mean, if you and I had this conversation, and we did in June, you were like, I'm not into it. The rivalry is not what it once was anymore.
I agree with that,
so if you pass
but it's still.
It, like, it's bigger. This is a bigger series than maybe most anticipated. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. You have a note you got to get to here?
I don't have a read. Do I do?
Oh, no, I'm good. I thought you had a note or something you were looking at you wanted to get to.
I was trying to. I couldn't really focus. I had my glasses. I couldn't read it. I didn't know if I had something.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. You know I love it. We'll be serving them tomorrow when BT comes over. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka made with real premium stateside vodka, real brewed tea. All the flavors are delicious. You got to try them for yourselves. If you haven't by now, what are you waiting for? It's everywhere. They're only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and no carbonation. You could drink them all day long. You know, unfortunately, BT, I just thought about this. Yep. Remember, we had the bet. I don't know if you know this.
Clem, about the palate. Yeah. What's going on?
Right, Clem from Surfside. So if the Phillies win the division, Clem wins. If the Mets win the division, we get a palate of Surfside here.
Yeah.
Now, if the Mets lose, obviously, the division, I have to dress up like the Phillies. And you said Chase Utley. You have to dress up in a Surfside.
I'm not dressing up in anything.
No, that was...
In a what?
A Surfside costume.
Like
as a Surfside can, that's part of the deal.
I never creeped to that, dude.
No, that's, I'm sorry.
You pulled me in. You ain't pulled me in that much.
I agree.
I'll drink the Surfside. I'm not looking like a Surfside.
I agreed on that, so we have to...
Yeah, okay. Wait, you agreed on my behalf? Did you consult
Clem was saying, oh, well, BT's dress up as... And I was like, well, no, I'll do the costume. And say,
there
oh,
you go.
What,
you should have stopped it there.
And
that's what's happening.
And then he said, we'll get BT in the Surfside can. I said, okay, that's a good idea. I think that's fair.
Did BT agree to that?
I think I may have vouched for you on behalf of
Yeah.
They're only
right.
100 calories, so you can drink them all day long. If you've tried the product, you know you can barely tell there's any alcohol in it. It just let's see if the Mets can dig out of this 7-game hole. Otherwise, we're going to
maybe start rooting for the Mets now.
Good for golfing, tailgating, anything beachy, outdoors, at a sports bar, nightclub, or even a game. They have them both Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. Look for the can with sunset stripes, sunshine in a can, Surfside iced tea, and vodka.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar. Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dude, I got to tell you, okay, truth be told, like during the breaks, we scroll or whatever. You do what you're doing. I'm doing what I'm doing on my phone.
Yeah, send an email, yeah.
Okay, sometimes I check text or whatever.
Yeah.
I told you about this. This is an issue. So I'll go on Instagram, sometimes just scroll, sometimes you see good news, whatever. This pops up in my feed, okay? This pops up in my feed. Oh, might be something you'd be interested
it's
in.
It's about Jessica Alba?
Halle Berry. You got to see this.
Okay, I'm not going to resist seeing it. By all means, send it my way. Let me see. Let's see. Okay. Oh, come on.
You, it's like, it's Halle Berry. Now, I don't follow her, but I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't seem like you have to follow her. You get her stuff anyway.
But this is like not even... like
she complaining?
She's no, I'm not. She's in a 90. And yeah. I had to like, I'm like, is this AI? Am I getting duped yet again?
Doesn't
is this
matter.
The Odell Beckham Jr. retirement thing? I have to click follow and it's going to distract me. And then my wife, you know, I'm going to go home and then she's like, why are you on the phone all the time?
Because I'm looking at Halle Berry. She won't understand.
Yesterday I had a little bit of a situation with that where I got home and then I had to like clean up the text a little bit, you know, because we're a 2-hour drive. So it's not like I'm texting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I ended up talking with Hoff a little bit yesterday, trying to get some stuff straight for the show moving forward on the way home. I was like, yeah, I'll call you back. But I figured, yeah, I didn't call her back because I'm going to be home in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was an issue. But now if I'm following Halle Berry on Instagram, there's going to be more time on the phone. Dude, this is not even like.
How would you describe the picture?
I think I see, you know, the tie in Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I think I see a nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Instagram is not just.
She's running out of the ocean.
She's in, here's what it is. There's like a, you know, a scroll of like five photos. She's in some beautiful spot. You see that? I didn't even show you this one.
Oh, man. Like she's what a gorgeous beach.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Wherever they are in like some gorgeous hotel or beach overlooking like the endless ocean, you know, the endless pool, whatever, into the ocean and mountains.
Uh-huh.
And it's a cloudy day. And she posts, making the most of my cloudy day. And she's sitting there in what appears to be a red nightie. Mm-hmm. Not a bathing suit.
I would take it. I think it's a nightie as well.
Okay.
Yep.
She's sitting there on a ducky, a duck float
mm-hmm.
in Lucky this ducky. Pool, sipping on whatever drink she's sipping on.
Gin and juice.
In her red nightie. And as I'm getting, like, because the pictures get better as they go
God,
on.
God, you get into this, dude.
And as they go on, I'm like, wait a second. I think, that looks to be a little see-through.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, boom, hits you in the face.
Yeah, that's
Hallie's
what you showed me.
Hallie's running at you with,
uh-huh.
you know, you could see.
A little Baywatch run. Like, she's kind of running into the
so
red.
So I'm sorry, Billy, Bruce, I was distracted. Mets, Yankees, you getting hit in the chest with a ball. That's distracting.
Is she really? She's number one for you?
Hallie, yeah. She's
number one still.
She's right there with Jessica Alba. Now, in this particular moment at 1:32 after just seeing this Instagram post, yes, Halle Berry is my number one. No disputing that. Right
okay.
now.
Okay.
You saw it. I showed you it.
I mean, I've also, it's not the first time I've ever seen that, so it's not
from
like
her?
I'm 12. No.
I mean, you might have seen it in Monster Ball. I forget.
No, what was, no. Yeah. You know where you saw you know, she? I don't think you quite saw that, but you saw a lot in the Flintstones.
She looked great.
Yes.
She played Betty? Betty
yeah.
Rubble? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
What an elaborate set. How long not
Catwoman,
that we care, but.
Yeah. I love Halle Berry.
The Catwoman was good, too, yeah.
Yeah, I've been a fan of hers for
Boomerang,
years.
That's where we first
it's
really.
Just, I mean, it's
her
unbelievable.
And I'm a big fan. Every time you bring up Halle Berry, like you almost talk to me like you're trying to convince me that she's beautiful. I know.
In this particular moment, I was trying to convince what I just saw was real.
Yeah,
trying to get, like, I'm like, what the?
But does it matter? Even if it's not, it's still good.
I know. Oh, no, it's great. And also unattainable, so move on. All right, BT and Sal. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Rich is in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind today, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story, a great old golf story in high school, similar to what BT you experienced.
Okay.
We were high school friends, and growing up, we were playing golf. It was senior week. We had the morning off, so we went to play golf in Niagara Falls, New York, Hyde Park Public Golf Course.
Uh huh.
We're on the eighth hole, par three. My two friends were twins, and they were always on each other like it was a battle. And one of them, Jeff, was having a hard day. Mm-hmm. Mike was better. Mike was just kind of smirking on the side.
Yeah.
We were in the eighth green. I was in the back of the green, which you alluded to about maybe not in the right spot.
Jeff was in
the bunker, bunker in the left green, in the front of the green, and on the front.
What happened?
And Jeff just unloads like a missile rocket, and the next thing I know, I'm feeling my head. I was hit above the eye. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is it red? No, I just kind of teared up a little bit. Jeff couldn't believe it. He was apologizing all day. And so he just hit a missile. He was having a bad day. I maybe just took it off on that.
You weren't bleeding?
No.
Look at you, taking it like a champ.
And he got hit in the head.
Oh, boy.
And you got hit in the chest. Yeah,
go ahead. Broke the skin. Oh. So he broke the skin. But, you know, I had to tell that story. I was listening, and I kind of caught the tail end. So
bottom line, you like BT, Rich, were in the wrong spot. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, we got in the way of golf glory is what Sal's about to tell you. Mike was about to hole out. From a Scottish-like bunker.
No, I do think the bottom line is you should not have been standing where you were standing without knowing. Just in general practice. You saw me.
Oh, God.
There was a clear spot yesterday where I was to the far left of the fairway.
Okay.
But it was kind of an open hole.
The one we're talking about now?
No, totally different hole.
Oh, I got you.
You were on the far right of it. And, like, you guys were, I think, were waiting for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike was to the far center. Like, he was basically in front.
Yes.
With the card of where I am. And I'm like, I'm not going to hit this ball.
No, I waited too.
Yeah, but then I think
I was concerned about hitting him, and he was not concerned about hitting me.
No, he didn't know you were there.
No, I know he didn't.
Point is, I think
you defend them so fast.
I think you were just in the wrong spot.
No. Mike's ball was in the wrong spot. I was in the right spot. I was minding my own business, getting ready to two putt, a little, 7-foot legger on the about a 20-foot putt, let it leg 6 feet to fit. I was in a good spot.
Even if we say that.
Good state of mind.
Even if we say you were in a good spot,
I still think,
like, come on, the ball hitting you in the chest. This guy's talking about ball hitting him in the head. It broke the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It had a little, a little mark on your chest.
I'm not looking for points like, wow, what an incredible, tough display. Right. No. But I also, did he lob the shot? What was his name? His buddy's name was Vinny? Greg? What did he say?
I lost track. Jeff. Steven, yeah.
So, did Jeff have a lob wedge and it was a little bit up in the air? Mm. Or did he literally scull a sand wedge? I don't know. If it was hit like it was hit at me yesterday, it would have broke skin.
I don't know why I find these things funny, but there was one years ago, Jay Bell of the then
Pirates?
Diamondbacks,
yeah.
He, my buddy and I had this on, I have it on video somewhere. I got to show you one of these days. He turned... It was actually when Rich Eisen was doing SportsCenter, I believe. He grabbed the ball from, it might have been a cutoff or whatever, turned around without looking.
He fired it in somebody's face?
Yes.
Who was it? I don't remember that.
Some umpire.
Oh, hit the umpire.
but if you watch it in slow motion, the umpire like is getting in position, so he doesn't know. He's like getting down in position to turn. As he's like getting in position, Jay Bell turns and just fires it, and it is like they are closer than you and I right now.
Yeah,
and he hits him, and Eisen goes, hits him right in the face, and the ump immediately grabs his forehead, and he's kind of like hobbling around. You see the blood trickling.
It was bloody.
Yes. I don't know why that's funny,
laughing
at
the poor
dude,
guy.
If you watch, I know, I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, he had a brain hemorrhage and died, God forbid.
No, he was okay, good. I think, thank God. Jay Bell felt so bad from it, but he just turned and fired with the ump getting right in a position.
I'm going to have to start throwing stuff at umpires pretty soon, 10U. Oh, fungo slipped out of my hand. Sorry, Blue.
Boy, you have had, be careful here. Jeff is on Utah, is in Utah. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Good, so, what's up?
40-something years listening to you guys, and was around. Thank goodness for Odyssey. It's just been great for me all over the country. I get to listen to you.
But that's awesome on the free Odyssey app. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, here's the story. So guy goes with his buddies to play a round of golf, and he shows up with his pet gorilla, and he says, hey, watch this gorilla. And the guys are like, what? And he gets up on the first tee and he hits a perfect shot right down the middle, 500 yards, right onto the green. And he's like, that's incredible. And they go down to the green and he gets up there for a second shot. Again, 500 yards straight ahead. The point is, gorillas can't play golf. Brian Cashman has hired an entire team of gorillas, and somehow the game is set up where you can still get to the World Series. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not sure I do.
I think I do. And thank you for the call, Jeff.
First of all, nobody hits a ball 500 yards.
Well, no.
I know. That's the first part that drew me. I'm like, talk about embellishment. I mean, this guy's never played golf. Yeah, 500 yards. Not even 360.
He said
500.
Gorilla. A gorilla.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know.
That's the part you can't get.
I was half listening.
Gorilla.
Oh, God almighty.
A gorilla steps on the golf course and hits one 500 yards. Like, oh, come on, nobody can hit one 500 yards. He's talking about
I know. I do fix that on odd things. I'm very literal with certain things, I know.
So then he tied it into, now this is
Cashman,
where he lost me
gorilla.
A little bit. Yeah, I will say it is odd, and this is why I do have a problem with like dissecting these teams nowadays with the sport. I would have bet anything. Like, obviously, we all predict things. We all get stuff wrong. But predicting the Mets were a bad team last year was not something that I ever thought would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They were god-awful from the start, and they were awful for 2 months.
Yep.
And I don't recall ever seeing a team that bad, at least that I followed on a daily basis, turn into a team that went to the NLCS. Or to his point, a team that played as poorly as the Yankees did for the majority of the second half last year get to a World Series, which means the sport is like, we could sit here and rip roar and go after them and they stink and this team stinks.
Yep.
If they get in the playoffs.
Not dead yet.
Yeah, it's just bizarre. So now I don't know where the gorilla ties into that.
I have no idea.
But
it doesn't absolve. This is probably my greatest takeaway, and I said this a while ago. Because you're right, we could beat this to a bloody pulp every day. Everybody knows what the Yankees don't do well. Everybody fixates on what the Mets don't do well. We all know. But I don't understand how you could spend basically $700 million combined.
Yeah.
As both of these teams did. Which we appreciate as consumers and fans. Like, you want to, you know, pump back money into the product so that, you know, generally, the more you spend, better chance you have to win. But you want to talk about some money poorly spent? I mean, I focus on Cashman. Stearns has some answering to do as well.
100%.
No question.
The only difference is that this is only year two.
That's
for
why
him.
I'm not going nuts.
And a lot of these guys are not necessarily his guys.
I know. And so, last year was a success, so we want to be fair.
But, no, 100%, I'm with you. It is on David Stearns here. He didn't do enough of the deadline, not being reactive enough or proactive enough with that rotation. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, been a fun show. We'll finish up on the phones when we come back, 888-808-1019. Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over 1 million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with a new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so
you can't stop thinking. You think about Jay Bell now? Holly Berry? I don't know what you're thinking.
No, not Holly
Berry.
Like
Slop Shot?
This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you could travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag. It will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and optional pocket square as well. So visit collarsandco.com and check them out today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
We welcome in our host yesterday, one of the great days that I have had. I loved it. We talked about it. What's up, Mike?
Guys, hey, Mike.
First of all, neither of you is ever getting a job doing the PGA, okay? I can tell you that right now, okay? Because your depiction of what happened yesterday was so wrong that it so misled the audience, it is unbelievable. You would have thought I almost killed this guy from 10 yards away.
He did?
Listen, here's what happened, folks, and I'll give you the depiction. It is a completely blind shot for the golfer. For me, I am about 28 yards from the green, from the hole, on hitting straight up in a bunker that is over my head that I can't see any part of the green or any part of any player. So I hit a shot, which I did not get my club completely on, so I sculled it, so it was a line drive, which they depicted, and I had no idea that it hit anybody, because when I went up there, I said to Willie, where's my ball? He goes, there. I said, how's my ball there? And then he said, did you see the ball hit me in the chest? No, I didn't see anything. I'm hitting a blind shot. I can't see the green. I can't see any of the players. How do I know? So I didn't react callously. I had no idea you got hit with the ball. I didn't see it. I couldn't see it.
Oh, I'm crying.
So did you make the putt?
I can't see anything. So then you said you got hit with the ball. I didn't know if it hit you in the foot. You said it hit you in the chest. I didn't know if it hit you hard, soft. I had no idea. I never saw the shot. It's a blind shot.
I got you.
So well, I could not see it in any way. Today you're talking about how you were mortally wounded. There was an assassination attempt.
I got nervous when I was thinking about the alternate outcome here, Mike. It could have been a bad day. Bad.
Hey, that's because when you're on the green and somebody's in bunker, you have to pay attention, not be talking to JJ about whatever the heck you're talking about.
God. I mean, that is a master class
that was
in
even better.
Shifting the spotlight away from him. Again, he didn't do it on purpose, but you know, we didn't incorporate early enough. That was great. I love that he called us
that
in, and it was
better,
awesome.
Better listen to that the second time.
It was, but like he had to make sure. He couldn't see me.
No, he just wanted to get the true story out there.
It was a bad lie. It was not quite the sand. God. It was a little wet.
Was freaking phenomenal.
The I's had to be dotted.
You go send me the medical bill at the end of it.
I know. And again, like this is one of those moments where I'm laughing. I've laughed about it so much, but when I really do think about it seriously for a moment, it scares me.
Oh,
it really does. I said this to JJ. I said this to you. And I think I said it to Mike as well. If that hits me in the face, you're not saying, all right, guys, I'm going to take BT to the hospital. He might need 7 stitches. There's a helicopter coming to the 6th green to transport me wherever I'm going.
I'm sorry, dude.
He's such a jerk, dude.
I'm looking at you trying to be serious.
It's true, though. Like, it horrifies me to think about that.
I know.
Well,
but don't think of the negatives. Think of the positives.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, you know, knock on wood, God forbid, you know, you could walk outside and somebody in the city, you know, stab
Mike's out there with his pitcher wedge when I walk outside the studio today. Hey, no bunker now.
Oh, my God.
Let me flop it over your big ball.
I told you about this, though. Like, last year, my favorite part, first of all, it is a great course and a great day, and he does a great job hosting us and all that, but I just love talking sports with him.
Yeah.
And we were going on about the NFL, and we were talking about different even like, as we're walking to the car, getting ready to leave, like, we're still...
Started a whole new conversation at the car.
Yeah, he was going in on different teams and all that he thinks, you know, who's going to be good, who not. And we were talking about a little bit with the... Well, obviously, we talked about the Jets. You wanted to get a vote of confidence about your Jets, but he was talking
which
about
Which I really wasn't provided with, so no.
I forget the exact line he said about Fields.
He cursed. He's basically the way Fields throws.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, so that's going to be an issue there.
I still think they're going to be okay.
And then the Lions was another team. I know he was very high on a year ago, but worries about all the coaching changes that they have now. It's a lot of coaches to be losing.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. I did before. I think, personally, the Lions Super Bowl odds are too high. I think they're kind of leaning on too much from what happened a year ago. I'm more with Mike on this, and I've always got a soft spot for Detroit. I worked there, and the Lions were so bad forever. So I like when they're up. It's a really important American city that's been downtrodden financially. So anything that bolsters, I just feel good for Detroit, right? But they lost 7 coaches. And as Mike was telling us, I even forgot about one. They lost 2 starting offensive linemen, too. Yeah. So now all of a sudden, 40% of the guys up front, and we know about Jared Goff. If he's got to run and make plays off platform, Jared Goff goes from a really good quarterback to a really average one, as we saw in the Commanders playoff game when he was throwing it away left and right.
Plus the division loaded. Bears in preseason, again, I don't know how much work you're going to put in or how much stock you're going to put in preseason, but the Bears look very good. Mm. Ben Johnson, Caleb
Williams,
their offense.
They got the right coach, I think.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a big thing.
Yep.
Minnesota, I'm not so sold on them.
I agree with that.
McCarthy there, but with O'Connell, great coach. You know, as far as quarterbacks goes, maybe he gets better. I do like the Packers and their talent and love. So loaded division too. Who knows what that loaded NFC North. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much these days, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You can't count on much these days, except Francesco almost taking you
out from
the bunker.
And he's going to hit his flush. You gotta be JJ yapping away there on the 6th screen.
Hey, listen. We're not antisocial. We like to talk. We don't like to keep our head down. I'm very verbose.
Yeah, Mike chose them wisely. He's a good cart mate with me.
Oh, I would have driven him nuts. He would have kicked me out of the car. I didn't even think about that part. Hey, tomorrow, what do I have to bring? We got the Lakana barbecue.
We're good. I think we're good to go.
Even like no meats or not, like desserts. We'll bring some desserts.
Who said barbecue? I'm catering.
You're such a wuss. You're catering?
Yeah, see you there. Yeah.
Get the spatula and be a man and cook some burgers, will you?
Maybe not. Probably not. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Ray Jarvis. Filling in for Hoff as well. Thanks, everybody who listened to Cold. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll see you next week. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.